This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The high cost of higher education has been a big topic in Wisconsin and beyond. And for low-income students in particular, many of the nation's best-known colleges and universities are not a realistic option, even for academically talented kids.
The organization QuestBridge is trying to change that by connecting high-achieving, low-income students with colleges and financial aid around the country.
Leslie Sullivan joins us now. She's Director of Student Relations for QuestBridge. And by the way, she grew up in Northern Wisconsin. Leslie, welcome back to the state.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on today.
So what is the problem that QuestBridge is trying to tackle?
Sure. As kind of the introduction mentioned, I think what we're really trying to do is increase the percentage of talented low-income students that are attending our country's best colleges and universities. As we, as a country, try to stay competitive in the global economy, it's going to be important to kind of reach for students from all economic backgrounds to kind of contribute to the diversity of opinions that we're seeing in the students that are being educated at these schools.
Now, when I think of a student maybe in a low-income area, they might be academically talented. Maybe they could even get into the college of their choice and get financial aid there. But with so many choices out there, it might be overwhelming to know how to get that. How do you try to bridge that gap?
Sure. So, you know, a large piece of what we do is education. So we really try to teach students about the financial aid options that are out there. And there are a large number of schools across the country who are kind of these schools that are these top schools. Everyone thinks, oh, I could never afford to attend there. But they often have significant need-based financial aid that makes that affordable and makes it the equivalent or cheaper to attend one of these top schools than it is even a local community college.
Well, let's look at this from the student side. How do you connect with high school students around the country and bring them on board?
Sure. So we are a small organization based out of California. And so we're unfortunately not really able to kind of be on the ground going into the classrooms and that type of thing. So we have kind of a large national outreach that we do through kind of email and mail. And we really try to work a lot with teachers and organizations that might have contact with students to get them to apply to our programs. And kind of our first program that we do in a student's life cycle is a program called the College Prep Scholarship for High School Juniors. And that happens in the spring of the junior year for students. And if they're selected through that program, we try to coach them through the college admissions process and offer them resources to make them more competitive college applicants.
And then what happens when they're seniors and actually filling out those applications?
Sure. So as a senior, we have our application process, which is earlier than early, I always say. So our deadline is the end of September, which is a lot earlier than early applications for any schools. But that's because students are kind of able to get a jump start with us, and then we review their applications, and they can kind of use those as the start of an application with our partner schools, who are top colleges across the country, who are guaranteeing to meet full need for any student that's admitted there. And we'll kind of help them understand the process for applying to those schools and give them guidance along the way to a higher level than the broad student population might get.
And you said full cost. I mean, are we talking tuition, room and board, textbooks, meals, and on?
Exactly. It's the full cost of attendance. So they're meeting the full need of the student. So that might be, you know, if there's a student in Wisconsin who's choosing to go to a school that is out of state and has to pay to travel there, that would be part of the cost of attendance. And financial aid can help to cover that type of expense.
And you mentioned kids from Wisconsin. We have seen Wisconsin students get involved and go through this program?
Yes, we have. We've certainly, I don't off the top of my head here have the numbers of Wisconsin students, but we have a large number of students that do apply from Wisconsin and go through the process. And it's something that it's not, it's something that's designed to just help them understand all the options available to them and what the right fit is for them. So it might be something that's closer to them or it might not be. And that's really our ultimate goal, is to help students reach their full potential. And there was a recent study last year done that kind of showed for low-income, high-achieving students, low proportion. So only about 8% of them are applying to schools in the way that they should be applying. Well, high-income students, only 64% of them are applying in the way that they should. So that's that 8%, 64. So we're just trying to narrow that gap a little bit.
Now, suppose a student or a family member or a high school counselor is listening right now and thinking, wow, I know somebody that this could apply to. How would they get started? How do they get rolling on getting connected with you?
Sure. So if anybody knows of anybody, you can always refer students to us through our website at www.questbridge.org. And we have a right on the homepage a refer a student button, and that just tells us about the student and then when the student's kind of eligible to apply for our program. So we're starting our program for juniors or the program for seniors. We'll reach out to the student and let them know that that's open.
Now, flipping to the other side of the equation, you mentioned partner universities. Can you give us examples of a few of the universities and colleges that work with QuestBridge?
So, some of our initial schools that we started to work with are Amherst, Rice, Trinity College in Connecticut. And then we also have some larger name schools, Princeton, Stanford, Yale, MIT. It's really a broad mix of schools across the country, universities and liberal arts colleges, schools in big cities, schools in small areas, and just a good kind of combination of characteristics to give students a lot of options.
And I wonder, from the school perspective, what's in it for them? What do they see themselves getting out of reaching out to these high-achieving but low-income students they might not ordinarily see applications from?
Sure. You know, I think any of the schools that do partner with us have an institutional commitment to getting these students onto their campus and supporting them while they're there. And that's really about kind of increasing the diversity on our campuses, which is very important to these schools and to us. As I said at the beginning, and kind of really thinking about where as a nation we want to go and remain competitive, to have a broad range of backgrounds is important.
Now, are you looking, I know you're looking to recruit more students for the program, are you also looking for more schools to get involved? And in particular, I don't think I saw any Wisconsin institutions on the list.
Sure. You know, we're not actively recruiting schools right now. However, if there are schools that feel that they fit kind of our partner school model, they'd be free to reach out to us. But it really does require a significant commitment on the school level, both in terms of that institutional commitment to wanting to recruit and support these students, and then also to what I mentioned earlier, they need to be able to commit to meeting 100% of demonstrated need for all of the students that are admitted, regardless of how they get into the school. And then they also, through our early program, students can match with a school, and for those students, they need to commit to meeting their full financial aid with no parent contribution, no loans for all 4 years. So it's a significant commitment that our partner colleges are making to work with us.
Well, I know our listenership occasionally includes university administrators. If one of them's out there and is thinking, yeah, we should check this out, how does a school go about looking at the criteria and seeing if this is a good fit for them?
Sure. You know, if they think that they're a good fit, they could certainly email us at questions@questbridge.org. And we would forward that on to our partner relations team who handles those relationships.
Now, getting into the program a little more deeply, how long have you been at this?
So the Quest Scholars Program, which is kind of our overarching program, started in 1994 as a 5-week summer program to help this type of student prepare them for college. And in about 2003, it was actually the first year of it. 2004 was when they were starting out college. We switched to kind of this current model in an effort to scale, whereas before with a residential program, the cost was quite a bit higher, and we were only able to help about 20 to 40 students per year, whereas now we have close to 2,000 students attending our partner colleges each year.
And are you starting to see a lot of success stories where you're seeing the people going through this program making it through the college of their choice?
We are. It's been really nice. You know, as that timing kind of might note, there at the beginning, it obviously was much smaller. So now we're starting to see a larger number of students graduating each year, and we're able to kind of see what they're going off and doing. And we're kind of to the point where they're reaching back out to us and being in touch. So it's really great to kind of see all the places they're going and the things they're doing. And, you know, much like schools, we see our Fulbright scholars and our Rhodes scholars and students going to all the big different companies. And it's nice to know that we had a part in that.
And are the graduates of QuestBridge, if I can call them graduates, starting to recommend people maybe from their family, their hometown give it a try?
They are. We actually have a really strong ambassadors program that students who are currently in college even participate in helping us to reach out to students who might be thinking about applying. So they help us make phone calls, they go out and do presentations, and they're kind of our on-the-ground army to get all of that done, since there's so few of us here in the office.
Well, Leslie, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's Leslie Sullivan of Wisconsin originally. She's Director of Student Relations for the organization QuestBridge.